Back in 1973, Don, it was a very different athletic contest that was solely about gender. I mean, it was the name. It was called the Battle of the Sexes on the tennis court. Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King.
The following is an exclusive presentation of ABC Sports. What a scene it is, almost reminiscent of college football, with the celebrities present, with the big band here, with dancing cheerleaders, and all of the rest.
And all of the rest included Bobby Riggs losing to Billie Jean King. And Don, it's been speculated for years that the match was thrown. You write about it recently for ESPN, and the Florida connection involved here.
Yes, we interviewed a man from Tampa named Hal Shaw, who's now 79 years old. He was 39 40 years ago, and he was in a country club pro shop late at night, and several men came in, unbeknownst to them. He was hiding behind a door, and he heard them say an incredible thing. They were mobsters. He recognized two of them as mobsters, Santo Traficante Jr., from Tampa, a infamous Florida mobster, and Carlos Marcello of New Orleans, another infamous mobster of the 20th century, and a man named Frank Regano, who was an attorney and a member at this country club, Palmasia, in Tampa. And Hal Shaw told us for this story that he heard them describe a proposal brought to them by Bobby Riggs to throw the match with Billie Jean King.
And what was the why? What was the intent? Obviously, there was some kind of financial payoff, but why was he willing to essentially take that reputational risk?
Shaw heard them the men say that Bobby Riggs owed them more than $100,000 of a gambling debt, and he also wanted money put into a bank account for him in England to do this. And one of the things we found in this investigation that I did is actually Bobby Riggs had a lot of friends across the country in the mob, in South Florida, in Chicago, and in California.
Well, he was also known as a kind of a huckster, kind of a gambler type, right?
He was a hustler, a big gambler, gambled on everything. He gambled on things he could control, like tennis and golf, but he also gambled on things he couldn't control, like football, college and pro football. He bet on a lot of that in the early 70s. And so we interviewed everybody, including Billie Jean King, for this piece that aired on Outside the Lines on ESPN, as well as was on ESPN.com. And it's had quite an impact.
Yeah, it gives the story another chapter, another new life. Are you convinced that Riggs is guilty?
I'm not convinced. I think we build a very strong circumstantial case that raises major new questions about whether he threw the match or not. But I'm not absolutely convinced. And I should say that Billie Jean King, who I interviewed in New York just a couple of weeks ago, is absolutely certain he did not throw the match, because she said just the way he looked, and she saw it in his eyes, that he wanted to win that match.
And what's interesting is, despite the title of this, Battle of the Sexes, and this somewhat contrived conflict, the two of them actually became friends later on in life.
They did. Bobby was saying a lot of very negative things about Billie Jean King because he was the chauvinist, the self-styled chauvinist. But they became very close later in life, and actually talked the day before Bobby Riggs died in 1995. Yeah. And they told each other they loved each other.